Greetings and salutations, everyone. It's me, your favorite little kitty cat. Sass cat, or cat for short. And I am upstairs in my room, sitting in front of the fan, so that's that background noise. I don't want to turn on the air conditioning just yet. I have, but it's not quite that hot. Besides, it's supposed to rain, and there's a nice breeze coming through the bedroom windows. But anyway, I wanted to share that I went and spent some money. Well, actually not me personally. I had to have my beloved do it because I have anxiety when I spend more than $100 at a time. And some of you might have been aware that my laptop died when I was visiting my man-child around Christmas. And my computer tower is really old now, and it needs to be replaced. But I was thinking more that I need to be mobile, because with summer coming up, I don't want to be stuck in my office, or I don't want to have to wait. And even though my iPhone is great for typing, you know, my blog posts and stuff, it can be annoying. Because, you know, and I hate to admit that it's hard on my wrists. I can feel it taking a toll holding on to the phone and typing, you know, your thumbs. That goes to tell you I've been holding my phone way too much. Isn't there a saying? You play with it too much and you'll go blind or something like that? I can't remember, but I am going blind, but all that aside, I did purchase, after doing some bit of research, thanks to a blogger. She had given me a link to a website, and then you just answer some questions, and it gives you so many suggestions based on your answers. One of the ones that kept coming up was an Acer, little tiny motorcycle, an Acer C720 Chromebook, and it was perfect price range, because I am strapped for cash, and I would have loved to spend, you know, $500 perhaps on a laptop, not necessarily, a Chromebook. I wasn't quite sure the difference between notebook, laptop, Chromebook. I'm finding out. Basically, what I wanted it for was to be mobile, to be able to type up my blog posts and edit a few pictures and browse the net if I want to, but yet work offline. Let's say if I'm sitting in the backyard with my grandson, or even if I go to the pool and, hang out there for a little bit and work offline. And when I bought it, the guy at the store is like, you do know this isn't a laptop. You do know it's not, you know, doesn't have Windows and blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, I kind of got that idea. And I was thinking the whole time, I really don't want all the fancy bells and whistles that the Windows give you. All the games and, like when you first get a tower, it's got all that stuff in it that you don't really use, maybe. And so, there's a 14-day guarantee. I can take it back if I don't like it, or if I, you know, find something that I want to trade it in for, you know, get something else. But, and then if I spent $100 more, I could get the touchscreen, which I kind of debated, but I'd have to order that. And anyway, I'm finding out that, even though I'm an Apple person, at heart, the Chrome part of everything serves its purpose. It works out great. It's the right size for me. you know, you open it up and it loads really quickly. And just the thing is I'm not used to the Chrome store, and I'm not used to Google Play, which that I think is more for your phone and your tablet. The Google web store is more for to work with the Google Chrome, and learning the difference between extensions and apps, and what would help me in my productivity so that I can get it done quickly, efficiently, so that I'm not stuck like I have been in the past, where it takes me forever to get stuff done because I have to wait till I get in the office, or, you know, I kind of started on my phone and then, you know, doing it that way. So I really like it. Like I said, for the price, it was $199, perfect for me right now. Learning something new. I'm always wanting to learn stuff, new stuff. So I'm rather impressed. You know, there was a few on the reviews that I read, you know, something about the screen. And to me, I don't see a problem with it. They said the speakers were kind of, and then who cares, you know, it's like, headphones if I really need to, but I am digging it. I just, like I said, having to get used to, the different options. But what I like is that I don't have to worry about all that extra stuff. It doesn't come with all that extra stuff. It comes with your list, your apps. It comes with Google Chrome, of course. You know, it gives you a nice little help section. You've got your documents and pictures and everything basically that's Google. I use Google Chrome on my PC, the one that's stationary in the office. Just as an explorer, just to surf the net. But I didn't actually go into all the other stuff. So that's going to be kind of interesting for me. But like I said, I really do like it. I mean, it serves its purpose. It was worth the price. It even comes with a little... Ooh, now it's starting to rain. I'll probably have to go down and shut the front door, depending on the direction of the wind, because the wind will... bring the rain in through the windows. And that's what I hate. I like to have a nice breeze. But it always ends up blowing the rain inside. So, yeah. Like I said. That's the only thing. Getting used to the actual options and programs that Google Chrome offer. So there you have it. I'm a happy bunny. Next big purchase would be a new tower. So that's it. I thought I'd share my good news. Letterness, people.